Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Newly elected members of the Students Association of Keano College Executive Council join us on the show today to discuss their new roles. Joining me on the phone here today is Faith Odichime. She is the Vice President of Academic at the Students Association of Keano College. Faith, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear, Faith. Tell us about this election win for you. What was it like knowing that you got the Vice Presidency for Academic?
It was a great one because at first I had the intention of going for the Vice President Academic, and I had a lot of competitors, and it was a strong one. But with everything, I'm so grateful that I emerged the winner.
Tell us about your decision to run in this election. What motivated you to run for this specific position?
Okay. My love for academics motivated me to run for this position. And prior to this time, I have been in the committee, which is the Academic Vice President's Academic Committee. And I volunteer. So for 6 months and over, I have been volunteering in that office. So we work on policies, we work on documents, have meetings, and I've seen how things are being done and how things are being processed. So that was what motivated me to come out and chair the office.
What are some of the more pressing issues you feel faces the student body from an academic standpoint?
The major issue is academic excellence. In general, I know most students are not so good as the other bucket of students. We have students who are doing so good, and we have students who practically struggle. So this is where I want to come in and develop a program called the Paid Mentorship Program. I want to push for this. This is to raise people who are doing good, a bucket of students who are doing good, to mentor the students who are practically struggling with their academics and get paid for it. So in this way, students feel more comfortable with their fellow students putting them through in the lowest way they can get information. And these people who are going to mentor the other bucket list of students get paid.
Awesome. One question I had mostly pertains to your role with the Students Association. What exactly does a Vice President of Academics oversee?
We oversee the standard of academic excellence in Keano, and this can be done by the oversight of curriculum, that is making our curriculum relevant, and this can work with me working hand in hand with the faculty and with industry partners. Then it also has to do with the faculty development, assessment and evaluation, and of course, student support system.
Do you have any specific goals as the Vice President of Academics?
Yeah, I have a specific goal, which is to collaborate with departments to provide support services that will help students succeed academically. And this has to do with the tutoring. This also has to do with the plan that I intend to chair, which is the paid mentorship program. And then also has to do with academic advising and career counseling.
In an academic sense, what can be done to improve the student experience during your term?
We're going to work on our instructors because I actually see there's something we do in Keano, which is the survey. We rate lecturers and let lecturers see how students see them in the eyes of the students. But this time around, I'm trying to see how we can take it one step ahead by letting lecturers see the percentage of pass and fail, and letting lecturers also be much more involved in students. If a lecturer has more percentage of students fail, then that means that lecturer needs to look more into the mechanism that he or she is using in teaching the students. So we want to have students do much more better than the way they are doing now. And this can only be done when we make the instructors see that they have to be part, see that they have to use different method and mechanism in teaching students.
Do you feel the student experience and the academics go hand in hand at Keanu College?
Oh, sure, yes. They go hand in hand. This is because when students are overwhelmed with work, with academic work, they tend not to do so good because all they just see is schoolwork and they get bored. But if the student's life is a social one and there is a school life balance whereby we work with the efficacy body, which is the Vice President Student Affairs, to ensure that we have more of social activities and more of student engagement, then it's going to make students have more time, have more relaxation time. That is, after social life, you have relaxation time, and then you will kick more, much more better in your studies. So they work hand in hand.
Faith, you have three other new members to the Students Association. I'll say executive. Are you excited to work with those folks as well?
Yes, I am. I'm excited to work with the president. I'm excited to work with the operations and finance. And then I'm also excited to work with the student affairs. Yeah.
Good to hear. Faith Odichime, the Vice President of Academics for the Students Association of Keanu College. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Nothing. Just want to say thank you for your time.
Awesome, Faith. Thank you so much for your time and joining us here on Fort McMurray Matters.
Thank you.
We continue our chat with newly elected members of the Students Association of Keanu College Executive Council after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Zanita Olbim-DK, the Vice President of Student Affairs at the Student Association of Keanu College. Zanita, how are you doing here today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on the show. Tell us about, this election win that, you just took part in. What was it like knowing that you got this position?
It was very exciting. I was a little scared that I wasn't going to get the position, but I'm very grateful for everyone who came out to support. And yeah, I'm just really happy about the whole thing.
What motivated you to take on the role of Vice President of Student Affairs?
Well, so I've been in Keanu College for about 2 years now, and I'm a firm believer in the quality of life of everyone. I feel like with the stress of school and finances, just having something else to look forward to, maybe like the night out with your friends or something, it just makes life a little bit better each day. So just trying to bring up my own ideas and helping students have a better quality of life is the reason why.
Absolutely. What are some of the more pressing issues that you think face the student body at Keanu College?
I think from what I've noticed so far, there seems to be an increase in housing insecurity, and that's one of the main issues I'd like to address this year.
And how do you plan to address that issue in particular?
My first step is going to be to communicate with Keanu College and see where they stand with providing student housing for students, because I think we had an increase in our population, and I think it would be beneficial to have more affordable housing for students because we have a high number of international students coming in from various places.
For sure. This is more of a question about your role with the Students Association. What does a Vice President of Student Affairs really oversee?
As a student affairs vice president, I oversee events in the school, everything non-academic, really. Just life in school, just planning events, celebrating cultures. Yeah, that's basically it.
For sure. So just kind of helping students with the grind of post-secondary school. Is that a kind of accurate way to put that?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, just helping them reach out, giving them resources to make their experience in Fort McMurray a better one. Yeah.
For sure. Do you have any specific goals as the Vice President of Student Affairs?
Specific goals? I do want to increase the student engagement. It's just something I've noticed being here for a while. I feel like our past executives have had very great ideas, but I feel like there's been an issue with communication, and that's something I really want to improve. Maybe see how they went about things and know how to improve that so we can have that student engagement that we really want to.
So with the student experience, if that improves, do you feel that will help in the academic sense as well?
Yes, I really think it will help. I feel every aspect of life is connected one way or the other. So if that that improves, obviously there will be an improvement in the academics as well.
Zanita, you have three other new Students Association members, I guess, in the leadership capacity. How excited are you to work with the new members?
I'm really excited. I'm actually very familiar with them as friends. So we've known ourselves for a while, and I feel like that's going to be very great for the team. So yeah, I'm excited.
That's good to hear. And Zanita, obviously, large international student population at Keanu College, but also domestic students as well. In a student affairs perspective, how do you get those, two or more groups together to, get to enjoy that college experience?
I think from what I've seen, from what I've noticed, I feel like there is already a connection between them. I think it's just the more we reach out to them and create this events and celebrations that bring them together, common interest, I'm sure that will be more engagement between the two.
Awesome stuff. Zanita Olbim-DK, Vice President of Student Affairs. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, that's all.
Awesome, Zanita. Well, best of luck with the new term, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, the new president of the Students Association of Keanu College Executive Council joins us on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining us on the phone here today is Chioma Ibuke, the Students Association of Keanu College new president. Chioma, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing good, and you?
Doing well. Tell us about your election win. What was it like knowing that you won?
It was really exciting. At first, I didn't really think I was going to win, but at the end of it all, the student chose me, and I was really, really excited about it.
Tell us about your decision to run for the election. What motivated you to run for this position?
In the past, like 3 years ago when I was in Keanu College, I was also student president. I just thought that there's some changes that need to be done in Keanu that is beneficial to the students. So I decided to take a step up again to create those changes that will be beneficial to the students. A lot of students have approached me with certain concerns, and I just think that with position as the KC, I can work hand in hand with the Keanu executives of the college to create a positive change for the students. That's why I stepped up for the position.
So what are some of those more pressing issues facing the student body that you heard about?
One of the most pressing issues is that we do know that Keanu is made up of a large number of international students. And one of the concerns is the payment plan, and the elimination of the payment plan is currently affecting students. So I want to work hand in hand with the Keanu College staff and executives to see how we can keep the payment plan rolling and find better eligibility criteria to keep it functional.
Yeah, how do you plan to address some of those more major pressing issues facing the student body?
So I plan to have meetings with the staff and the executives of the college, and we're going to have brainstorm about challenges that students are facing and different ideas that we can come that's going to benefit both the college and the students. So, and I also plan to hold like town hall sessions and have meetings with students to hear their concerns by taking their concerns back to the Keanu College executives and the staff to see ways that we can implement certain changes and also get some ideas too from the students, because two heads are better than one.
Yeah, I like that idea, the town hall. I've seen it at other post-secondary institutions as well. Is that kind of where you got that idea from?
Yes, and 3 years ago while I was student president, I also had town hall sessions held.
Perfect.
And it was very beneficial, yeah.
Absolutely. Do you have any specific goals you hope to achieve during your term as the student body president?
I do hope to. One of my specific goals is to actually keep the payment plan going, because that is very important to the students. I plan to work with my team to implement small activities to give the students a very positive and life here at Keanu College and within the community. So I also plan to have some certain partnership with the community too, to create better experience for Keanu students. So that's something I hope to build.
What initiatives do you have in mind to enhance the overall student experience on campus?
So, as like I said today, we have a very large international population. So, having like different meetings with different people from different ethnic groups to look at their cultural activities or implementing it in the college, so that they can not feel far away from home, is where I would like to start from.
We've talked a lot about the international student body at Keanu College, and no doubt that is a very important part. But
yes.
How do we get more local Fort McMurray residents that attend Keanu College involved in the Students Association, or more just involved in Keanu College in general?
Like everyone has their own, we also have like Canadian holidays, Canadian activities. I'm also going to implement that in the college, and I'm also going to listen to their voice. Like I'm going to listen to every single body's voice. Nobody's going to be left excluded. So I'm going to also have communication and meetings with the domestic students to hear their ideas and concerns and work on it. So I'm working on everybody's voice, hearing everybody's voice and hearing everybody's concerns.
For sure. How do you plan to collaborate with other student organizations and clubs to better serve the students?
So I'm going to just have meetings with their leaders. Like I believe that each group has a leader or a designated leader. So I'm going to have meetings with their leaders to hear the concerns from their groups and see how we can make changes that's beneficial to their student population. So that is how I plan to start that.
Three other new folks on the student council this term. Are you excited to work with those folks as well?
I am excited to work with those folks because they did come with great initiatives and great ideas. So I'm very, very excited to work with them. And even the SDKC team this year, even the board of directors, is a very diversified team. So I'm very, very excited.
Awesome stuff. Chioma Iboke, the new Student Association of Keanu College president. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Nothing at the moment.
Alrighty, perfect. Chioma, thank you so much for the time here today.
Thank you.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to my guests, the newly elected members of the Students Association of Keanu College Executive Council. We have another great show for you planned for tomorrow, so I hope you can join us for that. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.